Remember this, without meditation, without love for humanity, without prayers, without love for planet Earth, there could be many serious catastrophes. But with prayer and love it is possible to release the pressure. When the time of a decision on planet Earth comes, all the universe will be working in conjunction with humanity to release the pressures upon the planet Earth. But if within you humans, and we speak to you all, if you generate great fear, then this negates part of that which the civilizations are trying to do, to prevent catastrophe. It is possible to prevent catastrophe completely, and you would hope that could be done. But there is a possibility that catastrophe will not be negated totally. For there are those that oppose you, that are functioning to control the planet Earth. Andrew, what in the Book of Revelations would correspond to what is happening right now in the world? Tom, it is the beginning of the last of the seals, yes. It could imply destruction if what the civilizations and conscious people on Earth are doing is not accomplished. But on the other side, it implies that blessings are coming from the civilizations to planet Earth. Do you understand? Andrew, yes, I understand the dual implications. It depends on how everything works out, in terms of the energy we put into it. Tom, we are sure that what we wish will be accomplished. So that your angel in the Book of Huva will shower blessings from the civilizations, so your government leaders, the leaders of your societies and your religions will then have to ask questions about once this comes, this shower of energy. Yes. If the 24 civilizations come in a mass landing on your planet Earth, there will be not any that would doubt the teachings they bring. There will not be any person who would have a question, for they will have the understanding that comes from what you call God. That is positive and of benefit. But, if humanity causes its own extinction, then billions of souls are trapped within the Earth's spheres for millions upon millions of years. The bottlenecking has already stopped the growth of the universe. It is necessary for the civilizations to have an influence, for there is not time for humanity to come to a solution within itself, alone without help. So the civilizations come with great love to help people upon planet Earth. To help them help themselves. Yes. Ian, could you tell me how they plan to effect this? To help man arise and grow spiritually. What do they plan to do if they should come? Tom, there is in each civilization a different manifestation of love. Alta will proceed with technology, to bring forth knowledge of non-destructive technologies, which work in unison with the nature of planet Earth, to help with production without destruction. Aragon will come with knowledge and wisdom, and the ability to release disruption and pain within a physical body, for it is Aragon's concern to relieve humans of bondage, arising from the influence of physical pain. Such relief can free the mind. That does not mean there will not be suffering, for there will be those that choose to suffer, but those upon whom suffering and disease have been inflicted by mankind, not by their soul's choice, can then be helped. To give such souls an opportunity to perform what was their true choosing. Ashan will awaken the creativity in humans upon planet Earth, and through great music and great art will educate in the ways of the universe. With great love Huva of the Nazarene comes to bring love to the planet Earth. They will set down the system to begin, to teach humans what they must do for themselves to help planet Earth and the souls that are trapped. They will explain the systems of the universe. But most importantly, they will make humans aware that they alone are not in control of the universe, that they are not alone as beings, and that they must be responsible not only for themselves, and for the planet, but also for the universe. For if humanity causes destruction of its planet, it is then responsible for millions of souls. And again, most important, they will instill in humans that life does not cease upon the death of the physical body. So you cannot escape the consequences of what you have done. That is the most important. Ian. Okay. So, should the civilizations land, will they do this in conjunction with each other as a unit working together or will they work separately? And if they work directly with people, would people be conscious of their working with them on this dimensional level? Tom, there are the civilizations of 24, and there are those that work in service to the 24. They would work in harmony, together, to show man the necessity of nations and civilizations working together. There would be some that would come first, then others later, and then they would work together. Those that do not work together, that is a clue for you, for they were not from us. You are aware that there would be those of the opposition that would also attempt to come as well. Do you understand? Ian. I think so, but I'd like some clarification. Are they of other civilizations or can they also be of the same 24 civilizations? Tom, they are not 24. They are others. In answer to your question, we have not completed your answer. People will be conscious of those of the civilizations. In many cases in the beginning people will not know, but there will be those that do know, and through them, all will know to know who and what we are. And again, on another occasion, Miki, if there should be a landing of the others, by that I mean the opposition, is there a way for us to recognize them immediately? Tom, there will be a method. If there were a landing that is not in good motivation, it would be negative in its outcome. Remember this, by their works you shall know them. In each situation you will know, for they cannot hide their attempts to gain authority and superiority. They come not in gentleness, they come in superiority. Miki, is there a way for us to protect ourselves from negative energies? Tom, if each person, together with others, in each family, group and community, thinks of others with love, with devotion, with the wish for goodness for each other, that is your protection, for then that energy becomes like a ball, as all energy that is collective becomes a ball, that is your protection from negative influence. You are a circle of light, we observe, we see your motive. Your motivation is your protection always, yes. Ian, I want to ask about Hova. I asked you earlier to define what different areas of work the civilizations would do if they came, and the statement was made that Hova would be bringing love. I was wondering if you could give more of a specific definition of what you meant by that love, and what they would do to that end. Tom, you understand the nature of love in your human world? There is love that is possession, of convenience. In the case of Hova, those people that come in contact will not be able at first to recognize the true strength and energy of love. For this contact will bring to them awakeness, and the opening of their heart, to understand that love is all-giving, is not selfish, has no possession, has no ego, and arises from the wish to give, to bring peace to all. Hova will accomplish that. When those who are in contact experience the releasing of love, they in turn will be able to release others' love. You have had experience in your existence of the purest love, but for you it stays but a moment. Buddha will bring it to stay not a moment but for all existence. Love is the only thing, it overcomes. We speak of the true love of all. This is about knowledge and wisdom, for there is a difference between them. Wisdom cannot be communicated, for on many occasions wisdom sounds like foolishness, for there are not words to communicate wisdom, it is but a knowing. That is nearly the same as love. It is difficult to communicate what love is, or what feeling is in combination with wisdom and knowing. The Hovids will bring that. But love also means to not give for satisfaction of self. Love is also strength, it is discipline, for the benefit of yourself and others, but it is always love. Ian, how would they affect this? Tom, there is a radiation that generates from those of the civilization Hova. But it will also come from your brothers of the sea, dolphins, for their energy is the greatest, and in water it may be released. Do you understand that love is the most powerful energy of all? Ian, yes, I do. One last question, if they come, will it be in a form that is like our humanoid form? Or will they be recognizable as other than human in body? Tom, they will be recognizable as other than human in body. For there is that which glows from them, which will be seen by everyone. All civilizations of physicalness have a form of body similar to what you call your human form, for in all civilizations it is natural to have forms of legs and arms and torso, for as a physical form it is easier to be able to function on a physical planet. But it is the degree of the glow that is of great strength, it does not dissipate in your density but it elevates your density, yes. Ian, yes. Am I to understand that that glow is like the glow that one has seen on pictures of Jesus? Tom, Jesus is of Hova, is he not? John, I understand now, was then 1979, that the landing which could have been a possibility in 1976 has diminished in importance. I'd like to clarify with you what your mission is now. Tom, there has not in truth been a vast change. In the beginning, we brought news to you that it was important for those on your planet Earth to have the knowledge of the existence of other civilizations, and an understanding, even belief, that there are those that are in great readiness to help them. It has not changed that your planet Earth is a great bottleneck, neither that those that exist on Earth have contaminated it greatly. If you will recall, we always maintain the importance of the civilized world having acceptance of this, in order to prevent great catastrophes and disaster for you, and for the civilizations that would come upon your Earth. We want to tell you about the importance of the nation of Israel. Not for its own importance, but because it is a microcosm, until they can come to peace within, understanding and openness, then planet Earth cannot come to a breakthrough. Our purpose, and the civilization's purpose, has not changed. John, when you say that it's important that people know of the existence of other beings, is it important that they should expect the arrival of those beings? Tom, it is in truth inevitable that at some time there will be a visitation to your planet Earth. We would wish that it may come with arms opened for greeting. We have explained that if it is needed because of a major disaster, particularly in warlikeness, a landing would happen to prevent that. But we would prefer that such a landing would take place in openness, yes, when there is acceptance by the mass, so that governments of the world could not attempt to attack the civilizations, the acceleration of evolution would grow. Again, in 1980, the question of a landing was brought up. John, one more question on the time you plan to intervene with a landing. Tom, we explain the necessity of having the civilized world understand and accept the possibility of existence of other beings in other parts of the universe, in order not to create disaster, war, panic, destruction of self. Do you remember? John, absolutely, yes. Tom, if there were an attempt to destroy your planet Earth, we would not permit it, but until you humans have at least a marginal comprehension, coming to planet Earth would not have value, for humans would feel in captivity or destructive towards those whom they assume are captors. When it reaches the point that the planet Earth, which in reality is a spaceship, is in perfection, and those that live upon it keep it in balance, the 24 civilizations will then be seen, and they would land visibly in their vehicles. Humankind is not ready to accept us without creating destruction. If you will remember, we said to you that we would intervene if there were imminent total destruction of planet Earth by nuclear forces. Did we not? The governments of humankind are not yet ready to accept us without extreme confrontation. In the shift of consciousness necessary for making planet Earth a light vehicle, this acceptance and understanding of other civilizations will come about. We have recognized that a premature landing would create great animosity as well as aggression, because of lack of understanding. Yes. John, the preparation at that time then was in case you had to intervene in the event of nuclear destruction, and since we are now past that time, as I understand, you will not intervene until 75% of the people are awake. Is that correct? Tom, that may change, given a situation of destruction. However, there is a figure of close to 60% in the country of USA, who believe in the possibility of the existence of other civilizations. The critical issue is that people need to understand that the civilizations will come without confrontation. John, but if most of the people of the Earth are already that awake, then it surely will not be necessary to make a landing, because they will then be able to change things on Earth of their own free will? Tom, that is correct. But is it not beneficial for one evolved soul to meet another? Miki, well, yes. Why has there not been any proof of any possible landing? If there were so many UFOs so close, why wasn't it possible to give proof, so that people know for sure? Tom, there is proof in your USA, there is proof in the country of Swiss. If you mean the capture of an entity and capture of a ship as proof, for that would probably be the only acceptable proof for the nations of the world? Miki, yes. Tom, if one came from the heart, with love into a nation, and if one walked out with open arms, then there would be destruction of that entity. Is that not so? John, yes, I think so. Tom, that then creates another set of circumstances of debt the planet must then work from. Is that clarity? Miki and John, yes. Tom, may I ask you a question? Do you believe in the creator called God? Miki, yes. Tom, can you prove God exists? Miki, no. Tom, thank you. Miki, we were joking today. We would love it if you landed in front of this house tonight. Laughs. Tom, we would love it also, but if we did all that, you would all have, Israel, wet our pants. Tom, yes. All? Laugh. Miki, yes. Well, I guess that too. Tom, that would be permissible. All? Laughter. 6. The others. In the previous edition, this chapter was called The Opposition, but in a communication of May 1994, Tom relayed the information that it would be better to use the term The Others as it carried a less significant energy imprint. And while awareness is required, the less thought that is given, the less power is available for negativity. There are many insights in this chapter, turning a potentially unpleasant subject into an extremely useful exercise. Tom, there are those groups, those organizations, those religions and all forms of government that set rules on paper to control both humankind and their souls. Yet humankind has rebelled against the laws. When we speak of laws, we mean the laws that govern the universe. It is a form of natural law, what you might call a gentleman's agreement. This agreement applies on planet Earth, as well as in the whole universe. The others do not adhere to laws. They are what you would call the rule breakers of the universe. They do not adhere to natural law, but there are natural laws that are in essence a form of a discipline for those who exist upon Earth. They have been instituted in the universe because they bring the greatest benefit to all, and because working with these rules is also a learning process for the soul. For, in truth, the spirit has no rules or laws set upon it to guide it. Yet without them it would be as a ship at sea without a rudder. The others, knowing that Earth is a place of free will, do not adhere to natural law on this planet. We cannot give to you our guarantee that you will therefore be in total protection from the influence of the others, for we do not interfere in the free will of humans. Andrew, could you give us some idea what the others' forces are like, their anatomy, their physiology, their distribution, their presence? See, we know nothing about them, and it would help us a great deal to understand what they are, and who they are, and how they operate. Tom, first let us explain to you how they operate in the physical body. All that is not good in a physical body is used by the negative forces. The objective is to be positive balanced, not positive imbalanced. When you rebalance the positive and the negative, or when the physical body is tired or weakened, the negative forces may attempt to use your physical being, even if balanced, to create disharmony, to upset and unbalance. So this is how they attempt to use those beings who are working with us. Your physical body, because of its density and heaviness, has certain things that it must keep in balance. Even overexposure to your electrical equipment can bring imbalance. Desire, greed and unbalanced emotions can be used to upset the balance and they become trapped, so that they then reincarnate over and over. In the other worlds of the universe they attempt to do the same, but it is only on the planet Earth. Because of its density, they are able to accomplish this. You would like to know if they are the counterpart of us, is this not correct? Andrew, yes. Tom, no, they are not the counterpart of us. We are in the center. And we do not wish to sound as if we are perfect or if we are egotistical, but on either side of us there is the positive and the negative. By this I mean there is the positive that is not balanced, and the negative that is not balanced. We are in the center and we are balanced. We are trying to bring those other forces into balance. Andrew, right. Tom, remember, those that are so positive in their approach that they have no sense, create just as many problems as those that live on greed, anger, frustrations and fears. Andrew, well, what is the nature of the negative and the positive? We do not understand clearly what their nature is. Tom, We will try and explain so that you will understand, but we are not sure that we would find the words to explain the entire truth. You're a physical being and you have a left and you have a right side. And without that left you would be unbalanced with your right. And without your right you would be unbalanced with your left. This is the situation. They are part but they are not all, and they are not complete. Does this answer your question? Andrew, just one further point. The negative forces of the nature of beings dash, are they aware? Do they live? Tom, they live as you live and we live. Andrew, well, I understand that one of the names of the leader of the others is Satan. Is that correct? Tom, may we say to you that the word that you have just spoken is a very powerful word, and it is unfortunate that people on your planet do not understand that the use of this word creates much difficulty for all that are around. Nevertheless, it is true what you have said, it is the most horrible of all, the beast. Andrew, I see. My real question was not really that, but what is the opposite of that beast? Tom, do we not speak to you? Remember, there is a balance. The beast is in opposition to us, but it is not the counterpart of us, as an equal and opposite. Do you know what causes Satan? Andrew. No, I have no idea. To me it's just a meaningless word. I have no feeling for it. You're telling me it really has meaning in the world. Tom, it has great meaning because of the power of the word. It is the temptations of the world. Andrew, that means for Earth specifically, or for the universe? Tom, the universe. Andrew, I take it when you say temptations that means something not desirable in evolution? Tom, that is correct. Andrew, what would be examples of temptation on a cosmological scale? Tom, for example, misrepresenting us with a false picture, or using our name in falsehood or deception. The Nazarene was very sad about the things that had been done in his name. We are also sad about the things that have been done in his name and for the use of his name. And we are also sad about the things that have been done in our name. When we say this, we say it for you to understand that the temptations of Satan to feed egos, to control individuals, is the most serious problem upon your planet. It is the one thing that will destroy. It is the craving for power and the craving for control. And the craving is so strong that when it cannot be fulfilled one way, they will find another. But when they use the name of the Nazarene or they misrepresent us, and they say in the name of God I do this, that is the worst. We know what is in their hearts, and it is Satan that tempts them to do this, for the control and the power it gives them over other beings. Satan is the unbalanced negative. Now does that help you? Andrew, yes, it does. I take it, for example, that these evangelical preachers who are always talking about Satan, evil, sin and power and such matters. Tom, they feed Satan. Look at the money, the business that falls into their pockets for controlling the masses. Andrew, they seem to appeal to one's guilt, in order that you pay them in some way or another. Tom, you cannot pay your way to us, and someone should have informed humanity. We do not need your 10%. Guest, can you tell me what are the rules or agreements that you and the 24 have with the others? Tom, we do not agree with them. We have rules of the universe. They do not always abide by them. Guest, yes, but what are they supposed to be? Tom, how can we convey that? We will try to find an analogy. As there are rules of war and peace within your world, it is the same with the civilizations. Guest, yes, I understand. I am asking if it's possible to communicate what these rules are, specifically? Tom, they are not to bring about physical harm, destruction, insidiousness. They are not to use the strengths. Yes. Guest, I don't quite understand because I find that completely unrealistic. All the things that you just mentioned, it seems to me, are exactly what their existence is based on. Tom, they are to use the weaknesses, not the strengths. Irene, on thinking about the others, it came to me that the opposition's need to bottleneck souls is not just about the destruction of humankind but is in fact a much larger issue and has to do with many universes. Is that correct? Tom, that is correct, yes. Irene, What is the nature of the others? Tom, all that comes from creation. There is not really the language to explain this properly. I will try again. Of all matter that is created from creation, that of the opposition is like antimatter. The universe must have an element of both for complete balance. If one is out of balance or in negative control, then the universe is not in balance for revolutionary development. The others are the opposite of life, the anathema of life. Andrew, is the composition and nature of the others in some way equal and opposite to your existence as the nine? Tom, correct, you understand that. Steve, I've now come across two separate statements in the communications about the others. One statement was, the others are not the counterpart of us. Much later you said, Satan is the opposite side of the coin to us. I find these two statements difficult to understand and reconcile. Tom, we will try to explain. If you recall, we explained ourselves as being a pivot, and we explained about the positive and the negative. Did we not? What in your world you call evil is not a counterpart to us. When we speak of Satan being the other side of the coin, are you prepared to hear what we have to say? As we are in force, then on the opposing pole is Satan. We are attempting to bring what is negative and what is positive into perfection and balance, where it is necessary to have both to make a perfect whole. But on the opposite pole, what you call Satan, wishes not to bring it into balance. For if by bringing it into balance the soul becomes perfect and may live in freedom, Satan cannot live. He only exists in lives from souls that have desire for power, control, manipulation and greed. Irene, when were the others created and why? Tom, if you could not challenge your own mind, would you be bored? Irene, yes. Tom, therefore first there was the thought. Then the necessity to challenge the thought. Do you understand? Irene, yes. Tom, there is your answer. Irene, oh, there's more to it than that. Isn't there? But you want me to find out what's in myself first, don't you? Tom, together in slowness we find out. Irene, I want to ask about angels. When you once spoke about angels not having choice, are angels messengers of one of the 24? Tom, each side has angels. Irene, you mean the others also? Tom, yes. There are different appearances of angel. Irene, how can we recognize on whose side they are? Tom, always look for the golden light. Those angels working for revolution always radiate a golden light. They are messengers from the Creator, they are messengers from the civilizations, and they do not have free choice. Irene, why? Tom, for they have given their free will to the Creator. Irene, so it's another form of service? Tom, yes. Much truth has been destroyed to keep the masses in control. People, organizations of government and religion do not suppress any manner of thing unless it is a threat to them, or unless it is truth. Is that not so? This is the others at work, since they understand the energies of all creation, and how to use it to make themselves look like God, in order to keep humankind in bondage. John, in these days of accelerating changes, it seems that on Earth there is a negative reaction against change as well as a positive movement. What is your assessment of this? Tom, when there is movement in forwardness, all that has been wishes to remain as it was. That is an element within humankind. A portion of humankind has fear, not knowing the future, and also wishes not to give up the known factor. Therefore you have that aspect of negativity. You also have the aspect of negativity from those in power who wish to maintain control and manipulation over others. However, in our assessment, it is a remnant that appears to be holding firm, and when its life is being threatened, it maintains a stranglehold. Ron, I would like to find out about the energy of the others, in distinction to our own negativities that arise within ourselves. Is it important to be able to distinguish where this negative energy is coming from? Or is there a different way of dealing with it, as it arises? Tom, there is within you, which there is in all upon the planet Earth, in different degrees, an amount of negativity,